Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, Senator James Lankford and Mark Wayne Mullen, along with Representatives Frank Lucas, Tom Cole, and Kevin Hearn, along with Stephanie Bice and Josh Burkeen, have sent a letter to President Joe Biden to formally request disaster relief funding after 22 tornadoes and storms crossed over the state. While in Washington, D.C., I had a chance to talk with Senator Lankford about this disaster relief and why it's so important.
I've lived through it like all Oklahomans have lived through it. It's been a big deal for us. So, yeah, on Sunday, I was in Sulphur that day helping with the cleanup, getting a chance to be able to visit with folks, find out what's going on. We brought in the FEMA administrator. It's a bad day when the national FEMA administrator shows up in your state, but that also shows you everybody sees the issue that's there. And so we spent a day in Marietta and back in Sulphur again, getting a chance to be able to around talking about some of the other locations, literally finished up all the things that are there, try to get the paperwork, and then the tornadoes come into western and southwestern Oklahoma. Then that night, as we continue to face, we just know it's April and May. We know it can happen to us. It doesn't. As I try to reassure everybody here in Washington, D.C., it's not every week in Oklahoma. It's not even every year like this, but some years it is. And so you jump in and find a way to grab a chainsaw, grab some shingles, grab a hammer, grab a sack, and go start helping clean up. That's all you can really do at that point, to have neighbors loving on neighbors to be able to do it. But we are working with FEMA. FEMA's now, we've got declared disaster. We're working through the emergency assistance for state and local government entities, as they've got a lot of extra burden that would be on the taxpayers otherwise, to try to cover up. And then we've also got, for individuals, especially those that are uninsured, it's a pretty hard hit for them. And so trying to be able to help out every way that we can.
Lankford also mentioned how these disaster events have brought up conversations relating to boosting rural health care resources in rural areas. Lankford currently has 7 different bills he's working on right now to try and get passed to be able to help protect our independent pharmacies and to be able to keep them open. Well, thousands of FFA members and their blue and gold will be descending on downtown Tulsa this week on May the 7th and 8th for the 98th Convention of the Oklahoma FFA. Convention officially kicks off on Tuesday morning with the general sessions of the BOK Center, and many events will also be happening at the Cox Convention Center. That includes the 2024 Career Show, with over 125 exhibitors interacting with FFA members from across the state and their ag ed teachers. 2023-24 officer team is going to be led by Caleb Horn from the Morrison FFA chapter. Horn and his team will lead all the convention sessions and congratulate several hundred award winners during the convention. We'll be covering the action on our Blue Green Gazette on our website. You can see the stories, hear the interviews, and listen to all 18 area stars in the 4 categories that will be vying for those 4 state star awards. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.